lost, Mr. Hans. You're a dead man. A dead man. Don't bite, you know.
I'll have had you. The first on the ground like that. But like I said, you're lucky. But I still got my knife. Yes, sir.
The knife he throws pins me by the shoulder. Both pistols go off. I don't know. I don't reckon I pulled the triggers on purpose. They just fires. But that's it. There he lies. I see the blood colouring the water, and I feel sick. And without meaning to, shudders. This pulls me clear of the knife, for in truth, 'twas only a pinch of the skin it had caught. I comes down slower and I went up. I does what I can for the ship, cutting the halyard so the sails fall to the deck. Then I secures her as best as I can to a stout pine tree, making sure to keep the line slack for when the tide rises. Then I sets off, getting my way from the high peaked hill, and it's pitch night, afore I finds the stockade. No one seems to be on watch. I get right into the old wooden blockhouse. I can't see a thing. It's me. Hello? Captain? Squire?
Be straight! Be straight!
Who goes? Stand to, lad! Who goes? Stand or I'll fire! Come, fetch a brand for the fire!
Wait, John, what's the fire?
I do! Hold
it! I mean, I'll go, keep him fast!
Don't move, you, whoever you be!
Here we are, John!
Right. Oh, let's see who we've got. Why, here's Jim Hawkins. Dropped in late, have you, Jimmy? Well, I takes that real friendly. I see you was smart when first I set my eyes on you. But this year gets away from me clean, it do. Anyhow, seeing as you're among friends now, you won't need your pistols.
It wasn't my intention to come to see you, Silver.
Oh, I'm sorry for that, I am. But you're here and you'll hear my mind. I've always liked you, I have, for a lad of spirit, and a picture of my own self when I was young and handsome. I always wanted you to join and take your share, and now, my cock, you've got to. For your own people want none of you, ungrateful scamp. That's what the doctor called you, yeah. And that for Captain Smollett, well, he's a fine seaman, but you know what he's like for discipline.
Must I join you, then? I can guess the alternative. Like Allen and Davis.
I say nothing to you. If you like the service, you'll join. If not, you're free to answer no.
Well, if I'm to choose, I declare I have a right to know what's what. Yes and why you're here, and where my friends are.
What's what, eh? Ah, he'd be a lucky one to know that.
You'll batten down your hatches till you're spoken to, George Merry.
Hmm?
Now, what was you asking?
Why you're here.
Yesterday, Mr. Hawkins, in the dog watch, down came Dr. Lidsey with a flag of truce. Captain Silver, says he, you're sold out. How so, doctor, says I. Ship's gone, says he. Well, maybe we've been taking a glass and a song to help him round. I won't say no. But if you looked out, by thunder, the old Hispaniola was gone.
Then what?
Then let's bargain, says the doctor. So, we bargained, and here we are. Stores, brandy, blockhouse. And the firewood, you were thoughtful enough to cut. In a manner of speaking, the whole blessed boat...
Yes.
What's happened to them?
Oh, they've tramped. I don't know where they are.
Is that all?
It's all you're to hear, my son.
And now I am to choose.
And now you are to choose. Oh, you may lay to that.
I've seen too many die since I fell in with you not to know what it is I'm choosing. But any man can see you're in a bad way. Ship lost, treasure lost, men lost. And I'll tell you why. That night we sighted land, I was in the old apple bough. I heard everything you said, Silver. Everything you said to Abraham Gray.
Did you now?
That's how we knew your plans. That's how we were able to be ready. And as for the Hispaniola, it was I who cut her cable. I set her adrift.
No.
And the two men you had aboard her are both dead.
What? Israel dead?
And O'Brien. Kill me or spare me. If you spare me, when you're in court for piracy, I'll save you all I can from the gallows.
I'll bear it in mind.
I vote he dies!
I
yeah. By this knife.
Avast there! Who are you, George Marion, you Tom Morgan? Who's Captain Yer? Cross me and you'll go where many a good man's gone before you.
Tom's right. You're captain by election, so bad. Yeah.